Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast.
To the D&D podcast, Dimension Dungeons and Dragons.com.
Where we talk about just about anything, including the D&D Dungeons and Dragons.
Bam, bam, bam.
But as usual, we will be speaking mostly about the death of Parallel Kingdom.
PK.
Oh, my.
Oh, me, oh, my.
Yeah.
Hi.
So does anybody know anything about Block Boss?
Block Boss. All I know is that it is a per blue product, just like PK. So if you're mad at per blue and want to boycott them, you might not want to use that or play that game.
Yeah. Especially if you invested money in 6 months worth of gameplay only to have them give you 6 months worth of platinum after a month. And say, bye. Well, you didn't even get that much, did you?
Basically, I paid for 6 months worth of platinum membership. Got 6 months worth of platinum, but not 6 months worth of platinum membership. Because I don't get to use it for 6 months. I only get to use it for one.
Yeah, you didn't even have it for more than a few days before they announced.
I signed up for platinum membership about a week, maybe a week and a half prior to the announcement. It wasn't very long, I know that.
Yeah. It's kind of bogus.
Yeah. Hopefully they heed my letter, and at least extend it 6 more months. But even still, what's the point? I mean, it's going to die.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't even understand really why I'm still playing.
Yeah, me too.
But
I actually went for a whole day without playing, and it it was okay.
It was okay.
It was okay to not play.
Okay to okay. Not play.
This is starting to piss me off.
No pissy.
Okay. You're not allowed to do that. There we go. That you're allowed to do.
Boom. So I take it that was you texting me? Yes. Where are you? Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, I
remembered enough to remind you, so you reminded me.
Well, I told Bill and Shirley that I need to be on a podcast at 7:30. And so you gave me a whole hour 15 minutes later, and So I sat down and ate. And then Bill talked me into a game of chess, and I said, you know, I'm quitting at 7:30 sharp. So at 7:32, he had me in checkmate.
Checkmate. That wasn't 7:30 sharp.
No, it wasn't. But we played one heck of a fast game.
Yeah, I got distracted in playing Parallel Kingdom myself. That's why I forgot about the game. I mean, the podcast.
You forgot about the podcast about PK so you could play PK? What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you? I'm all jacked up. Oh, oh. Hey, hey, I'm all jacked up.
So Jazz told me to go ahead and burn his flags. Just send a friend request after the fact.
Burn his flags? Oh, for your project.
Yep, yep.
Well, there are now four new Eldo members for you to complete your project.
I'm sorry, I got distracted by a text message. Got what now?
There are four new Eldo members so that you can complete your project.
Yeah, so...
And then some.
I'm a little conflicted because I don't have quite enough... Well, okay, it takes one firebomb golem per flag.
I have sulfur.
Right, but I've only got four, who's the what's-its?
Siege Facts.
Yeah, so...
I got one, I can create another, and I can help.
Yeah, yeah. Every day you gotta make new firebomb golems, so...
Oh, well, I can have the new Eldo members do that, too.
Yeah. Okay, and so we got what? A week and a half?
A week and a half to do
something
your project. But two of the Eldo members are not working properly.
I'll stop my Aurora project and start working on that. All right.
Yeah, two of the phones are not working right. So they worked enough to get the Eldo members signed up. Oh, wait, no. There's only three new Eldo members. The other one, I can't get past the Gmail account. It got signed. I got the Gmail account signed up or created, but it won't let me authenticate or something like that.
Okay.
Eldo member number three. Eldo number four worked all the way, but the screen is so jacked up, or the phone is so jacked up, that I can't hardly get it to work. So I'm able to get the member created and signed up to Eldo, got their cabin, you know, planted the whole nine yards, got them a crystal hut built, got them a oil tower built or oil well built. But I'm having trouble upgrading because I can't keep the screen operational. It's just like every time I hit the power button, it goes swipe to do the screen thingy. I touch the screen, but it blacks out again. And I got to do, sometimes I got to smack the phone for it to work. Sometimes I got to just do a shutdown and restart. It'll work for about maybe.
Smacking the phone. That's not a perverted guy.
And then it goes away. Then it acts up again. I'm like, son of a biscuit. I was working on Eldo member number four yesterday.
And folks, yes, I'm sure he says biscuit.
Son of a biscuit eater. So, yeah, I was working on Eldo number four member yesterday. Half the day, most of the day, part of the day. So, I got him, you know, I got, you know, at least 3 new members to Eldos so you could do your project.
Okay.
And I'm working on the 4th, Eldo member number 3. But I may have to just throw that phone out the window and sign it up on a new one.
Yeah. Let me have the phone, see what I can tinker with it and get it to do.
Yeah, by then the game will be done. The game will be over. I'll let you play with that phone. The other 2 phones that aren't working right, if you want. See what you can do.
Oh, yeah, I just logged in. I was in the process of harvesting more sulfur. What in the world? Oh, it's an advertisement.
Yeah. Go to the Bad Boy Vantage Point. That's the best place for sulfur.
Well, yeah, I'm on my way out there, actually, sort of. I got a request permission to go on this piece of land. Apparently, you can decorate your buoys. Because somebody out here has decorated buoys.
Well, send me an invite, and I'll banish you, and then we can both go there. And then I'll go one direction, you can go the other.
All right, fine.
Well, you know, help you collect silver.
Well, I started out in brass, and just heading out in that general direction.
You
might run into me. I was trying to go a different direction, but it's turning out to be a dead end, and ultimately I end up heading out toward the Bad Boy Vanishing Point, because that's really the only direction you can go. That's where everybody came from in the process of ending up in brass.
Which direction did you go to that island?
I tried to go south.
Oh, to the island?
Oh, there's an island down there. Okay, well, I haven't run into that island yet. So.
Yeah, it's probably well protected. There's probably a kingdom there.
Here we go. 1 sulfur mine. So, yeah. Oh, I've already harvested this one, or somebody else did.
The North Pole, the South Pole, and different islands are the best places to build your kingdoms.
Yeah. I was going to say open ocean, but you were talking about kingdom building, not... Yeah, see, I'm next to the shoreline again. So you got to kind of follow the shoreline for a little bit, and then you head out to sea in a generally southeast direction, and you run into lots and lots, southwest direction, and lots of sulfur. What's that place in the middle of Africa I told you about? You finally got there and took me there.
I'll have to look.
Yeah, the east side of that, the west side of that lake was kind of marshland. Somebody took me there, and there were sulfur mines everywhere. I didn't know what the value of a sulfur mine was at the time. I thought it was unusual and strange, and I tried to find a way to find a city nearby so I could go there again, but, you know, I went forever and forever and forever, and there was no cities. So... Had I had a rock shrine ready to be built, I could have built one. But I was a noob. Didn't know.
It didn't start with a P or a G.
The one to the north of the lake was the country I was going through. So the sulfur mines were along the west side of the river, or the west side of that lake. giant lake in the middle of Africa.
Africa.
Yeah, I just ran into a whole line of sulfur mines here. So I'm doing good.
Coolness.
What I think is funny is when it cost me 15 to go to the sulfur mine, and then the sulfur mine only cost 5.
Sulfur mine what?
Well, some of these people, they charge 100 for their sulfur, sometimes 50. Sometimes they charge you to visit the sulfur mine. All right?
Oh, yeah.
And I like when they charge me like 20 to visit and then like nothing to harvest.
Oh, yeah. 100 is like default, I think.
Yeah. It's like I'm expecting them to charge a lot more because they charge for you to even visit. And then they're charging nothing.
Well, yeah, the visit is just what? Their flags?
Yeah, their flag costs. So, yeah, they have a high flag cost, what it boils down to.
They probably make more money off of that than they do people collecting sulfur.
Yep, because sulfur is once 4 times a day. Flag jumping is minute by minute, second by second.
Right. Somebody may jump there to see if they can collect, and they can't collect if you already collected it. So they got to jump to the next one.
Good point. Make your mines cheap. Well, I am kind of curious what Blockbuster Boss is going to be like.
Well, now that we got alts, if you know the cities or whatever, if there's something set up to where we can create like our factories and whatnot, so that we can create oil and crystals, then are also coming handy again. That's
yeah,
pretty much all they're doing is creating.
You know
oil.
What? You'll have to get take GPS for all those phones so that you can land them on various islands before anybody else gets there.
Oh, right. Well, I'm not that worried about that. I'll leave that department to David Ray.
Doc, Harry to the rescue.
Oh, yeah, switch back to my regular. I got a gear memory scroll for collecting snow so that I get gold when I collect snow. Somebody gave me a carrot dagger, so I used the carrot dagger so I remember that I'm on that scroll. So if I see myself holding the carrot dagger, I'm like, oh, I got to switch back to my other regular scroll.
Yeah, who is it that said that they do that? That was Jazz, isn't it?
Well, yeah, he's got a list of gear memory scrolls like crazy. For every different type of creature that he's going to fight. But he's been playing for years. I probably would do the same thing. Eventually.
Eventually.
Gear memory scrolls for me. I only got like a half dozen.
He can't even make a button for all those things.
No, you can only make 10 buttons.
Yeah. 10,
8. I got my Banish Armor Gear Memory Scroll so that I can, you know, in my top right, so I can go to it real quick if I get attacked by another player. And that allows me to have the maximum amount of minions so I can call my trolls and my skeletons and my pets to come help me fight evil players. And then I also got rings and an amulet for that to help me protect against other players. And then I got my regular one, which I'm basically wearing the poison armor. And I use dead metal as for my weapons. I forget what my arm or my shield is, like a shade shield. And that's my main one. That's my main gear. And that one's actually set up in three of my gear memory scrolls. The only difference is two of them, I changed my jewelry. One is for the kingdom, so I collect bricks for the kingdom. Then the other one is for my regular one, I collect more pages. But then once I reach my maximum amount of minions, I switch over to my other one so I can have more minions to help me fight.
Right.
And two of my slots open for my home city and the kingdom. So I just quickly go there, bam. And I got another one open for healing. Another one open for my snow gathering gear memory scroll. And then I got another one open for my trolls, to call my trolls. I still opened the last one. Oh, hey, there's a stone. I got to go like that. I should open the last one and call my spider pet, because that's my favorite pet. In fact, I think I'll do that. I've got, like, a gazillion platinum. Not really. I used most of it. I only got 200 left. So I'm going to use the last one for my spider. All right. Calling.
Oh, you'd love this. Okay. There's a picture of a minion wearing the coveralls. All right. So above it says, "They said I could become anything, so I became sexy."
Oh, yeah. My favorite one is, I actually bought the t-shirt. It's got a kid, you know, cartoon kid dressed up as a ninja. And
okay.
It says, "That could be anything. I grew up, so I decided to be a ninja." And it's got the ninja kid, or ninja dude doing a karate kick or whatever. I don't know, I can't remember all the details. It's in a box somewhere. I got so many shirts, it's crazy.
Yeah, what'd you do that for?
I need a walk-in, I need a room just for my clothes. I'm as bad as a woman. I had...
probably as bad as my ex.
Yeah, I have a lot of clothes. Probably, I don't know, 50 to 100 of my banana boxes in my container are full of clothes. I got a lot of freaking clothes.
You ever notice that nobody's quitting? Everybody's playing when they made the announcement. It's pretty much still playing. Because territories are not going abandoned.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, we're all going to play to the last minute. Most of us. I mean, anybody who's dedicated to it is going to play it to the very end. And that's how you know who's dedicated.
Where were you when PK ended? I was at the North Pole.
I had some North of the North Pole tickets, but I...
You made it?
north of the North Pole. But,
you ain't with the North Pole?
Well, I bought two of them because they were, like, dirt cheap, and I was going to use them. Or give them, I didn't even think about giving them to you. I should have given them to you. I was going to use them, check it out. And then I decided, well, I'm probably not going to use them, so I'll put them back on the market.
I don't really want north of the North Pole. I want the North Pole. I want the North Edge.
Well, I think that's where this was. I mean, it was like North Pole, Null City's up here, Rock Shrine ticket. I put it for sale at Happy Valley, so if you go buy it, I'll give you your 11 gold back.
Woohoo, 11 gold?
I mean food.
I was going to say.
It'll cost you 12 food, but I'll give you the 12 food back. Whatever you have to pay for it, I'll give it back to you.
Yeah, I should make a t-shirt. Where were you when PK ended? And on the back, mine will say, hiding in my hut.
That's where you were for the first week.
What? I didn't hear you. Yeah, that's pretty much where Doc Harry was, yeah. Like,
hello, come
here. Why? Why did they do this to us?
Yeah.
We just got hooked on it, and they're taking it away.
Yeah. I got real protective and started guarding our territories, you know?
What for?
Nobody
he and his party actively attacked us.
Who cares, right?
Yeah, even if somebody actively attacks us. Hey, part of my project, how much resources do you need to build a trade post?
Oh, you want to do it in Kaplinger?
I want to build a second one, yeah, in Kaplinger. Because we saw that one city had two of them side by side.
Let me look.
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell. Yeah, Naldo.
All right, that's fine. Well, when you find out, let me know.
Yeah. I'm in Forest City or whatever, California, collecting oil and crystals because my Eldo characters, I have them pretty much collecting oil and crystals in Eldo so they can build up their inventory or build up the industry. We have a buttload of oil towers and crystal huts now.
Yeah, I noticed that. And not every one of them gets collected when you make your rounds. When I went through and made my rounds, most of them only had like 30 oil in them. But a couple of them were 100%.
Well, those are the new ones because the oil, the golems collect oil faster when they're new.
Yeah, so I've been told, but I'm not sure that's real. I actually reduced the number of golems I had. So it didn't cost me as much oil to produce new ones?
It doesn't last that long. But yeah, when they're brand new, they work hard. They work fast.
You know what the answer to that is, don't you?
I just created Eldo member number 4 and was working on building her stuff yesterday. So that's why her stuff is so fast. And even Eldo number 2, I just signed her to the city because she had a mentor. And so I was procrastinating on signing her up to the city because I didn't want to get us red flagged.
Right. You know what? You know how to get around that with the with them being slow.
How?
Strip off all your golems that you're using for producing sulfur golems, whatever. off of your oil well. Then grow new golems after you've made your sulfur whatevers.
Yeah, but their refreshness doesn't really last that long. And by the time, right now, I'm doing that daily.
I've been doing that daily for quite a while now.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about they don't last very long on the oil wells and the crystal huts collecting oil fast. You know?
Well,
it only lasts like that for a few days, and then they slow down.
Somebody set their sulfur mine for 18 gold. Why 18? Why not 17 or 19?
I had mine set for 69 for a long time.
Yeah. That's because you got weird things on your mind.
I'm a sexaholic.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, you're the minion that decided to be sexy.
Right. All right. Sulfur is under gathered. Let me see what sulfur is going for right now at Happy Valley.
Oh, you're going to buy some.
I can. I'm just looking at the price. I can get 1,000 sulfurs for 472 gold.
Damn.
I mean, not 472. 472,000 gold. So it's still about four food. It's about four food per gold.
Buy it.
Sold. Bam.
It doesn't take any time to collect it that way. And honestly, most people charge over 25 for their sulfur.
Oh, right.
So, I mean, you're still paying for your sulfur, you know.
Send me some gold, and, you know, and I'll, whatever you got, whatever you can spare, send it to me. I'll give you half of this, and we'll go create some firebomb golems. 500 firebomb golems apiece.
Dang it, I couldn't find a message from you. There we go, found one. No, I don't want to send an invite. What am I doing? I'm sending you gold. Now I got to go find that email again.
This person selling 10 sulfurs for 630,000 gold. It's like, what?
New profile and send gold. 30K enough?
Yeah, that's fine. I was just trying to build up to 1,000,000 gold again so that I could buy. Well, because if you buy 1,000 food, you can get it for 1,000,000 gold. And then I turn around and sell it for 2,000 gold apiece in smaller amounts and make my money back.
All right, so basically I should head back to Eldu because you got my sulfur waiting for me.
I will. One for 400. Bam. Yeah, let me sell off some weapons because I still got a buttload of weapons. I've just been dropping them here and there for people to find. That and Rock Shrine tickets. Just randomly.
I'll laugh
dropped.
If I make it to the bad boy banishing point.
Huh?
No, that'd take a day or two to actually make it that far.
300, so 3,000. Yeah, I made too many weapons. Way too many. 200, so 2,000 gold. I'm just selling them dirt cheap for the noobs. And if somebody else buys them, fuck it, I don't care. I don't give a dang darn diddly.
They ain't going home for long.
I know. Unless they extend it. But I don't think they're going to extend it.
Well, I must have traveled some distance. It only cost me 77 rock shrines to get back.
77. Let me check the rock shrine tickets.
Okay, so my next batch of firebomb golems will be ready in about 16 and a half hours.
Ow,
so I'm going to start plotting my path from...
Okay, here we go. This guy is selling them for 2,000 gold apiece, North Pole tickets. So, just buy a couple of them up, take them and leave them at the, Kingdom Castle. And I'll give you one of them.
Mm-hmm.
For other people to check out. Where are you at?
Jazz has a rock shrine right in the middle of my path I was going to take.
Jazz?
I'm not going to take that out. So I'll probably skirt south of it. I'm just scoping out what would be the fastest way to get over to Kaplinger.
Oh, right.
Because why take the highway?
Somebody sent me a reply.
Somebody's selling 115 ice feathers.
115 ice feathers where?
It was in trade chat, I think.
Oh, okay. I got one ice feather.
Well, let's see now. Not sure what this creek name is, but near... ...500 Road and 701, there's clear space. We can start building flags from there without hurting Jazz's territory at all. So that'll save us on
firebomb golems.
Yep, so I'm following Adler Creek to its headwaters. Okay, and that's pretty close to 39. Oh, wait a minute. Dang it. I'm an idiot.
You idiot! General conversation, warehouse.
Just because that's the edge of his territory doesn't mean that somebody else didn't build way beyond there. Okay. But generally speaking...
Okay, I dropped two rock shrine tickets for the North Pole just outside of the Kingdom Warehouse. For whoever wants them.
All righty.
That's not for you. I'm going to give you yours when I see you.
Yeah, I'm heading back to town here. All right, I know you've taken over this area. Let's see now. So,
The guy that I bought them.
The equivalent of...
Yes, I bought all of them for my kingdom to go explore. Period. Thank you! Exclamation mark.
Ends the...
We're talking about you right now on our podcast. DungeonsandDragons.com. We take out the .com, make a space, and then .com. Yeah, I bought the North Pole Rock Shrine tickets. He actually sold them for 1,920 gold, which is way less than what he paid for them.
Yeah.
Oh, he sent me a reply. He said, okay, exclamation mark. I said, he says, when I bought the tickets, he goes, enjoy, but why did you buy them all? Question mark. I said, yes, I buy all of them for my kingdom to explore. Thank you, exclamation mark. Oh, and don't forget to check out our podcast. We're talking about you right now on our podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. He goes, okay, exclamation mark. And then, oh, yeah, okay, Doc Harry sent me gold. And that's all my messages. Now, where are you?
I'm actually down by you, and it's telling me I need to chop down some wood.
You're down by me?
By you. Highway U.
Oh. You and 32.
North of 32. Well, east of 32.
East of 32, so I'll just go to my Philly Rock Shrine.
I'm on the edge of Jazz's territory down here. I'm about to place a flag.
Philly. Bam. Two tickets. Aha, snow. Collect snow.
Anyway, N is the equivalent of 700 road. You know, if you're going south. So, where I'm at, I'm about the level of 570, so I'm a little over 100 over Kaplinger Mills. So, I think this is a pretty straight path, pretty direct. It'll require the least number of flights to get there. And we'll tie into your territory. Heck, we could even... What would happen if we turned the space that your cabin was sitting into city space? Would your cabin suddenly be in the city?
We will have to go around my cabin because I've got guard towers everywhere.
All right, well, I'm probably going to run into it, so we'll have to figure that out when we get there.
Yeah, we'll go around it. Because those are too expensive to tear down.
I hear you.
Not
Whoa! I just picked up 10 deer hides just sitting here.
Excellent.
I mean, in one pile, not scattered around.
Are you close to my guard towers?
I'm at 701 and 450.
I don't know where that is.
Somewhere north of you. Yeah, it's north of you.
Okay, I'm lollygagging because I'm killing stuff in my circle before I move.
That's all right. I'll let you know when I run into something solid, and then I'll head to Eldo.
Well, then just send me an invite.
You want an invite?
Oh, never mind. Forget it. Yeah, I'll just meet you at Eldo.
Yeah.
Eldorado Springs. That's funny that Queenie15 is from Eldorado. Eldorado. She's from Eldorado.
Kansas,
and we're not far from El Dorado, Missouri.
Okay, I need Wow.
Yeah, I've got a lot of terrorists. I've been buying up. I've been planting flags basically all over Cedar County just to protect it. Protect the area. Between Jazz and I, we own most of Cedar County.
Yep. Oh, somebody's selling ice cream pies. I don't think that's a real thing.
I've got 1,814 flags, and that's where most of them are, is in Cedar. Cedar County.
You
shouldn't need a firebomb golem to burn a flag that's not hardened.
Okay.
Because I can take out a flag that's not hardened completely.
Alrighty.
Without a firebomb golem. And it goes away right away.
Sounds good to me.
So,
but one firebomb golem takes out one hardened flag.
Okay. So if you cannot destroy a flag with...
Yeah, I might have to make friends with Jazz several times in order to do this.
That's fine. He'll friend you.
Yeah, I know.
I know you know.
Yeah.
I know you know. I know you know.
Yeah.
Going back to Eldo. Check out my women. Actually, I need to do some upgrades. I'm upgrading all the towers. So, I don't have enough city coins to do that. Dang darn diddly.
Oh, yeah. How many city coins are you going to need in order to make a new, whatchamacallit?
Oh, yeah. Okay, let me figure that out. Let me go to the
yeah,
city.
Stop upgrading towers.
All right, let's see here. Eldo City. View profile? I don't know how I saw what I needed to see. Maybe it's under build, but it doesn't show up unless I'm in the city. That's what it is. I have to be in
right.
the city to show up. And according to this, it's not listed. The city
you can only do one.
I can only do one.
All right. Okay, I want you to check something out. See if you can rename one of the towers.
All right, hang on. I'm going to check something. Okay. On average, it costs about 10,000 city coins to build buildings. A building such as that, it probably will cost more like 20 or 30,000 because to build a proving ground is 20,000 city coins. Right now, we only have like almost 9,000 city coins because I've been upgrading all the towers to protect
right.
the city. But we got enough members to create more coins.
If they're all doing something.
Oh, they are. Let's see here. View profile. Let's see. Kano has earned 580 coins. Doc Harry, 103. Prepper,
I actually earned some?
Yeah. Prepper, 523. Eldo member number one, 390. Eldo member number 2, 210. Eldo member number 4, 78. So, yeah. But member number 4 is the one I'm having trouble with. And number 3, I never got far enough to even sign them up yet. So, if you see Rebecca before I get home and before the end of PK,
use the devices to create new character?
Use the devices to do Eldo 3 and 4. Not working. Well, maybe not 4, but at least 3, because I can't get 3 to work at all.
Well, how about I do 5 and 6?
Yeah, I guess I could try to get 3 to work on my old phone. But I'm having problems with my old phone also, getting the authentication to work for Google and the New World Order.
Right. It's always the New World Order with you.
Damn New World Order bull crap. But anyways,
what'd the New World Order ever do to you? Why do you blame it for everything?
Because they're taking away our freedoms and our liberties.
Because they're pretty well responsible for everything.
Yeah, they're well, they're not really responsible. They're partly to blame because we, the people, allowed them to get so much power. We are mostly to blame.
Yes, yes, yes. We,
you know,
we got the government that matches our behavior.
Right. So we need to change our lifestyles. We need to change our behaviors before the government will change.
Yep.
Most of the people in government are opportunists. And they're going, they want to stay in office. They want to stay in power. And they're going to do whatever it takes to do that. So if we change our attitude and we make them realize that we expect them to do something different, they'll do something different because they want to stay in office. They want to stay in power.
There is that, but the main problem with that, though, is the nature of the government we have now is basically by us consenting to it, if we consent to that, if we use the benefits coming from that government, we're basically saying, it's okay to eat your neighbor. Because somebody else had to pay for your benefits. None of those benefits are free.
True.
Yeah. You know? And, you know, if we say it's okay for the be welfare, and we say it's okay for mom to be on Social Security and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, we're saying it's okay to eat your neighbor. Because they literally have to give up some of their life for the benefit of your mom being taken care of by Uncle Sam.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, just think of what you could do with the other 50% of your income.
Oh, yeah. You could take care of your mom yourself.
Exactly. You'd have twice the money right now if we dissolve most of the government.
Yep. And I'm not suggesting no government, actually. I'm just suggesting a government that doesn't use force. You
right.
know, where you go out and you voluntarily pay your taxes as opposed to under force and direct.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, the government's only job is to defend and protect our rights.
Which is actually our job.
Well,
it's not the government's job. But, you know, basically, the government would be, you pick out one of your neighbors. You know, you got 10 families. They get together. They pick out one of those people who volunteers for the position to, you know, take care and organize those kind of things. All right?
Well, they're supposed to act as like a mediator. The government is supposed to be like a mediator.
Yeah. It's like...
It's our job to protect our country. It's our job to protect our neighbors, our communities, our society. You know, we are supposed to be the standing army. We are supposed to be everything. You know, yeah, okay, maybe Joe Blow doesn't feel like bearing arms and going out and whatever. But his neighbor might. And so that's where the neighbor will step up to the plate and say, okay, I'm going to help to protect my community.
Joe Mama certainly would.
Heck yeah. Joe Mama, John, me, you know, a few others. We're more than happy to stand up and bear arms. I ain't got no arms, but I'm happy to bear them.
Actually, Michael would volunteer to do that. No problem whatsoever.
Right.
But he's the one you'd have to keep an eye on because you might need to protect yourself from him.
Exactly. Yeah, he can't be trusted. So, yeah, he's definitely one that we would have to keep an eye on. But if he's getting everything that he needs by defending the community, he would have a different attitude.
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't have to go out and plunder and pillage because everybody would worship him for helping to defend the community. So he would have a different attitude because people would treat him differently than they do now. Because right now, the attitude is, oh, well, you're just a weirdo who likes guns too much, you know, whatever. You know, he's a freedom fighter. Yeah, he's a little left field or right field, whichever field he's in. But he's a freedom fighter. I think
by definition, all freedom fighters are right. He would then be extreme right by that definition.
He's far right. But still, you know, if things were the way they're supposed to be, he would be more worshipped and more adored for his position that he chooses to stand for, because people would respect that, and he would have everything that he wanted and needed just by doing what his passion is, and that's for standing up for our freedoms and our liberties.
Yep.
So we wouldn't have to worry about him plundering and pillaging when there's a collapse. And we may not, you know, if people actually, I mean, maybe at first he may think he has to, but after, you know, after he realizes that people are going to admire him for, you know, him being the part of the standing army, then he may change his tune. You know, we think we have to worry about him, but maybe we won't. Hopefully we won't. Because when society changes, his mentality might change.
Yep.
Because everybody's mentality.
Somebody changed their name to Fuck You, Purblue.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Oh, my.
But yeah, you know, when there's a collapse, everybody's mentality is going to change. It's going to be a whole new world.
Yeah, but some are going to be for the bad and some are going to be for the good.
Well, yeah. We'll have to weed out the bad.
Do I want to get some free rings?
Speaking of which, yeah, I went to that, what was it, SCA?
Yeah.
Whoa, son of a bitch, motherfucker, stay on your side of the road.
You're broadcasting, you know.
Yeah, I'm a little four-wheeler. Came over at the high freaking road. And I saw a bus. My destination, and his car comes over into my lane. And almost hits me. And my dash cam.
Son of a biscuit.
I know, right? My dash cam's not working. So I can't prove it wasn't my fault. So normally I got a dash cam running. But they suck. They only last so long and then they break down. I mean, not very long at all. The first one I bought actually lasted the longest. And it was a cheapo. Well, it wasn't cheapo at the time.
We'll have to custom make our dash cams. Because I want to have dash cams. When I get my truck fixed, I want to have dash cam in it.
My old still works. I was going to put it in my pickup truck.
I actually wouldn't record 360 degrees around me.
Oh, good luck. You'd have to have multiple dash cams for that.
I'm thinking security camera. And have it mounted. Because I had that kind of system set up in my warehouse. I saw everything that was going on in the warehouse. And one of the things I do, I take 15 minutes to sit down and watch everything in high speed. Whenever I saw activity, I slowed down, see who it was, see what they were doing. So I'd know who showed up before me and already got their papers and left by the time I got done. And I'd know who showed up late the time before and what time they showed up.
Right.
You know? And sometimes I'd let carriers know because they would consistently show up at 6 o'clock when the papers were supposed to already be delivered to pick up their papers. You know? And it's like, you know, you're not delivering in time.
You slacker.
You're not delivering in time, so I have to let you go. All righty. Oh, cool. Kingdom message. Somebody dropped off 6 tickets for the North Pole. We should run up there and get them.
Not 6. I only dropped off 2.
Oh, and you said 6.
Oh, did I say 6? I voice texted it. So. Voice text error.
Hot sweet. 34,2000 has granted passage rights to their land for only 10 gold.
10 gold. All right, I made it to my destination, and they have parking. They never have parking.
When people grant you passage, do you say thank you to them? Or you just...
I used to. Sometimes I still do. I used to actually say thank you to everybody that either granted me passage or bought my stuff, and then I'd advertise the podcast.
Okay, well, the buying my stuff, not so much, unless it was something interesting like evil toys.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was advertising the podcast. And I probably should keep doing that.
Ooh, Sweet sent me a reply. You're welcome, sweetie.
Tell her to check out the podcast. We're talking about you.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I can try and use member.
She's definitely. She's a tattooed gamer. Yeah, I won't say anything else because she might listen here in a little bit.
She's a wild one.
Oh, you looking at her?
No.
Okay.
All right, let's see here.
She's got her picture on her site, on her thing.
I need to create 2,000 more resource points so I can create another crystal hut. So I'm holding out for that. Yeah, I think what I'm going to do is see if I can't...
Text me the proper instructions for calling into the podcast.
Oh. I don't do the phone number. I just say DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Ah.
All the instructions are at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, but they have to click on the podcast page in order to get all the details. If they're just on the index page, all they see is the podcasts. So, and I try to remember to say that in each of the podcasts so that people know they have to actually click on the name of the podcast to go to the podcast page in order to see the details about the podcast so they know where to go and how to get there. Oh, just put those bags away, and I needed them for trash. Trash bag.
You did spell check that before you created the name, right?
Yes. I double, triple checked it because I didn't know how to spell it. Because I can't spell. I'm illiterate. Or I'm ill-speller-it.
My spell checker's not helping me.
Voice text it.
Is that A-N-D?
A-N-D. Yeah, you can't do symbols. I mean, you can, but you can't do the and symbol. What is this? Ricola? I can't write Ricolas off or my herbs, but I file them anyway under medical because I don't believe in, I don't subscribe to modern medicine.
Right. Okay, Demented Dungeons, plural, and Dragons, plural?
Correct.
Okay. Now all I have to do is delete the spaces that I created so that I can get my spell checker to tell me how to spell it.
Yeah. Yeah, I always actually use ddd-podcast.com, but I tell people DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com because it's easier.
Both of them are different there, right?
Ingalawa, Singalawa, what?
Both of them will get them there, right?
Correct. Yeah, DDD-podcast. Oh, yeah, here's your receipt for 3 cents. I'm going to put that under farm.
Okay, send her the message.
I also bought DavidDavidAndDavidPodcast.com. Ah, crap, I have free Subway and I didn't use it. I used my truck stop points. So I still got it for free, but For Driver's Appreciation Day, I got a $10 gift card from the company. But I lose $15,000 a year working here. I just got 10 of it back.
Okay. Oh, she sent me another reply. She goes, "What is that, hon?"
Oh, yeah, Sunday. Well, yeah, I mean, you can listen anytime, but, yeah, I always try to tell them Sunday at 8 Central. It's the end of the world as we know it. I put that song on the podcast for PK Farewell Song. And then November 1st, I've already got a pre-programmed for another PK Farewell Song. It's closing time. One last call for alcohol and something or other. Blah, blah. Go wherever, but you can't stay here.
I gotta say, I'm honestly don't care too much for pet names from people I don't know.
Oh, she called you. Well, you know, some people are just like that.
I know.
Yeah, especially if they're like a waitress or something, they call everybody hun.
But you probably by now know my reason why I don't like that.
I've known your reason for quite a while.
Yeah, okay.
Even though I think it's retarded, I understand. Because
well,
I understand you're retarded.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, here's the other phone. The phone works. I just can't get... I can't get freaking Google to authenticate. So Eldo member number 3 just isn't working yet. Where's the other phone? I got so many phones I don't know what to do. I'm like the woman with cats who lived in a shoe.
I don't think she had cats.
Was it children?
Yep.
Oh, so many kids. Yeah, I'm glad I'm not her. You would love to be her.
But I wouldn't know what to do.
You would love it. I wouldn't. I'd be like, oh, shit. What do I do with all these freaking cats? You're driving me nuts. Ooh-ee-ah-ah, bing-bang, wada-wada-bing-bang. Ooh-ee-ah-ah, bing-bang, bada-bing-bang-boo.
Yeah. So tomorrow I'm a one-shot taxi service.
Yes, 45 cents a mile.
I'll have to bill her son because she doesn't have any money.
I thought you refused to do that job.
I refuse to do the taking her to work everyday job after the fact.
Oh, okay. That's understandable. Okay. Tell her you'll do it, but it's going to be 45 cents a mile.
All right, I have your approval. Okay.
You know, whatever, you know, you're not a free taxi service. You're using somebody else's equipment. Therefore, you have to maintain the equipment, pay for fuel, and everything, you know. It's just like any other business. You know, any other taxi. Find out what the going rates are for taxis. Give her a 30% discount. And say, since you're a friend of, you know, your family of friends, or your friend, just say friend. Friends and family, get the friends and family discount. I'll give you 30% discount.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. If you're doing it for free and you're cutting your own throat and she's mooching off of you, then you're giving her a handout. If you give her a discount taxi service, you're giving her a hand up and you're still paying the bills. We got bills
to pay.
Yeah,
I mentioned to her granddaughter, Chelsea, that her grandmother tried to guilt me. And she said, yeah, she tried to do the same thing to me.
Right.
It's like, I don't have a car. What's she thinking gonna do? So.
Right. She's gotta use her parents' car and she still try to guilt trip her into doing it.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So, I mean, it's like
weird people do weird things.
So she probably tried guilting her son and her daughter-in-law and then her granddaughter.
Guilt tripper. Yeah. So that's why you say, well, I can do it for a discount. What do you mean a discount? Well, whatever the going rate is for taxi services, I'll give you a 30% discount because you're a friend. I'll give you the friends and family discount.
Yeah.
You don't have to, whatever the going rate is, you can do your homework. But that's what I do. I mean, yeah. Especially for people who are obviously trying to take advantage of, you know, your good nature. Because that's the problem with people like us. You know, people take our kindness as a weakness and they try to, you know, take advantage of us.
That's something else that I'm trying to take my clue from Christ on. He didn't just give out healings and charity. You know? He quizzed you. He wanted to know where your faith was.
Right.
You know? He wanted to know where you were at. What were you doing for the community around you? You know, the
right,
rich man who did everything right. Christ threw one more thing at him and said, well, sell all your stuff, and then follow me. The rich guy couldn't do it.
Well, he didn't laugh at him.
No, I mean, no, he didn't laugh. He went away. He went away sad. Well, you're talking about Christ. Okay, yeah, Christ didn't laugh at him, but.
Well, oh no, I thought you said the rich guy laughed at Christ.
No, I laughed. I was laughing. No, the rich guy couldn't do it.
Right.
Yeah, the rich guy went away sad.
I'm not even sure I could do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of hard, you know?
You could.
Well, I've been doing my best to do it.
Right.
So.
Right, and see, people get the impression that you're mooching off of me because you're using my stuff or whatever, but...
Well, I am doing my best to keep it maintained, but, you know, sometimes it gets a little behind, so...
Right, what I'm trying to say is, you know, we have a mutual agreement, a mutual understanding. You know, your job... I mean... What I'm doing for you is not necessarily a love offering. But in the long term, it is. You know, I expect the equipment to be maintained, which is just common sense. But in return for, you know, me financing it, you know, most everything, not everything, because you do some of the financing. You know, me providing the transportation and all this other stuff that I'm doing, in return, you, you know, do work to maintain progress for the farm.
Trying. I still got to get that greenhouse up. I don't know the right term. There was a supposed to be a frost yesterday, but fortunately it didn't get that cold. So,
well, and anyway, so long term, it is a love offering because you're not just helping me by, you know, maintaining the equipment, fixing the equipment, you know, keeping the equipment fixed up, bringing in revenue to for the farm, to grow the farm and grow the revenue for the farm and all that stuff. You're not just doing that for me. You're doing it for us. You're doing it for yourself as well. So me contributing to you for productivity is contributing to us for our long term.
Talking about contributions. I'm supposed to work for Doris again Tuesday. She has a table saw and a drill press that you would like to sell.
Okay.
Should I offer to do? Should I offer labor in exchange of her selling those?
A table saw.
Table saw and a drill press.
Which one do we need the most?
Kind of both, but how do we run them? I mean, do you have a table? Do you have a drill press?
And where are we going to store them?
That's
I don't have. I don't have either one. But I know that Bill has the table saw. Oh, he has a chop saw.
He does have a table saw, but it's small.
Okay.
Well, I suppose I could take it over there and say, okay, Bill, I don't have a place to keep this, but feel free to use this.
We could do that, find out what Bill does not have, and
offer. I already talked to him. He would like me to find out how much he wants for it and would like to know some details about it, but he doesn't want to buy it out from underneath me. I really don't mind him buying it out from underneath me.
Well, tell him 50-50. He buys one, you work for the other one, and then we can both use it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So he buys the one that he wants the most, and I buy the other.
Right.
Okay,
then
I
can
go for.
Right. Then
you're kind of the only exception to joint ownership that I'm willing to deal with.
Not a big fan of joint ownership either.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, especially after your initial joint ownership thing over here.
Party in a scam contract.
Yes.
Yeah, you and Bill are two of the few that I would trust in a joint ownership situation.
Yeah, you know how I feel about going into loans.
Right.
I took a loan from you.
Right.
Okay. So There you go.
There you go.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, Bill's pretty cool.
Yes, he is. Oh, we did a phone creep yesterday and today.
Okay.
Got to get the pictures from Jerry and pass them on to David Irish.
All right, tell Jerry to text them to me.
Yeah, I already told him that. I'll keep reminding him until he does.
Right. Hopefully he doesn't hog them.
Yeah, and then...
so that he can receive all the glory.
And then next time David Irish and Connie are down here, I'd like to bring them over to Bill and Shirley's.
Yes.
And I think Connie might actually get along. Probably with Lola and Shirley.
Probably. I mean, Connie's easy to get along with, and so are they. She's just picky about who she gets along with.
That can't be true.
Well, yeah, true. Like, yeah. Weird.
You clued into what I was hinting at.
He has weird standards. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. She has standards. They're just a little off.
Yeah. I like her otherwise.
Is there any reason I shouldn't convert all my food into, all 368 of my food into refined oil?
What do you need refined oil for?
To buy more research stuff.
Oh, to build.
I'm going to convert at least enough to do the next building.
Yeah, just do half. I've got like 700 refined oil.
Oh.
But I converted like 1,000 of it for all the Eldo members, all the new Eldo members to build stuff.
Right, you need it for that.
But if you need some, I'll give you some, because that's why
I've got enough food to do the next level. I need to go out and collect crystals, though. Oh, man, I got to collect a lot of crystals.
Oh, there's plenty there. That's the primary. That's the primary thing that I'm creating in Eldo is crystal huts, oil wells.
I think there's 12,000.
12,000.
Yeah, my next food factor, I need 12,000.
Oh. I got a couple seed factories. Prepper's got one, I think. I don't remember what Prepper has. And then one of my new characters accidentally created a siege factory when I was trying to not create one because, you know, the touch screens are off. So I can use that character to create firebomb golems also.
There you go.
Whoever's already got them, that's who we'll focus on.
Okay, I'm going to convert 212.
In fact, I'll start.
And I'll have enough refined oil to do the next one, but I need to go collect crystals. So I'll probably be making a visit to Foster City.
Bill.
A couple times a day.
All right, I'm building a siege factory now. Eldo member number one. Signing her in right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm creating all girl characters, but Once I get done creating one of each of the girl characters, I'm going to start creating boy characters.
I'm over by Eldo number one right now. Wow, she's doing weird things next to me.
Now she's leaving.
Oh, the her infrastructure is killing my I had a crawler on me.
Oh, okay.
And you just threw a snowball at me.
Yeah, she did.
All right. Get your character over there and see if you can rename that tower to Eldel 001.
This one that you're standing next to?
Yes.
All right, hang on. Okay, my siege tower is done creating. Let me see where this... Okay. I'm going to put the siege factory right here.
She charges gold?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I got to fix that.
Wait a minute. One of them does and one of them doesn't.
Yeah, they're not all hers. You can only put one crystal hut.
Crystal.
You gotta. So everybody's got a crystal hut at each crystal. Whatchamacallit. All right, reset.
That's funny. I lose 45 gold. She gains 45 gold, and I can see it happen.
I know, right? Not now. It's all set for zero.
Well, okay, she made a profit off me.
Yeah. She's only got 10,000 gold. Siege factory, bam. All right, she's building a siege factory. I think I had three at one time, so I'm going to build another one real quick.
Who did you make with green?
Elda member number two is green.
Okay, it's not worth me doing this city right now because...
Is she charging also?
No. It's like 16 crystals, 18 crystals. They've been harvested recently.
Oh.
And you're zero. Okay, I'm heading off to Foster City so I can collect some crystals.
Oh, psh, you can't. I just collected those.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, you know, first come, first serve, basically.
Yeah, these will be, the ones in Eldo will be ready before Foster City will.
Well, you just went there.
I just went there.
Man, I wish I never to you.
Well, I've been hardcore collecting crystals.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, let me check my, see if I can build a fourth.
Tell you what, I'll head north and raid all the crystals in, you're not kidding. Actually, there's 30 crystals here. There's about twice as many crystals as in Eldo.
Where?
Foster City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's 30 crystals per. But
yeah, I gotta collect more crystals.
That's still three times the collection. You know, three times the collection for, you know, whatever. All right, so I'm going to head back towards San Francisco and just basically raid everybody who's charging.
There you go.
You know, if it's more than zero, I'm raiding you. Aren't I nice?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not even going to check to see if you're active.
I'm over Prepper's corner, and her crystal hut hasn't even created any yet. I think Prepper was a lot. Maybe Prepper collected crystals not too long ago. I can't remember. I don't know. Anyway, the one next to it only has two crystals. So it was definitely collected recently.
Yeah, I just went through and collected some in that corner. I was only getting 18 and 16 apiece. Like, okay,
yeah.
I'm going elsewhere. And so off to Foster City I went, and on the way you told me, I'm sorry. I already emptied it out.
If you're getting 30 already, that's not bad. I was just there.
How long ago?
Like an hour ago.
Oh, well, that's impressive. So in 2 hours, they'll be full.
Yeah.
All right, so by the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
Something like that.
All right.
Hey, I'm only level 3. Why are all these stags chasing me?
Firebomb golems are what? 5 sulfurs, or is that fire bombs?
Firebomb golf sulfur. Yeah, they're 5 sulfurs.
That's for a firebomb or a firebomb golem.
Firebomb golem. You need what the firebomb thing that you make at a siege factory is a firebomb golem. I'm not sure how it's actually labeled on the list.
Oh, okay. Because I don't have an option for a firebomb golem, just firebomb.
Oh, in a siege factory?
Yeah.
Does it let you click info?
No.
I'm going to have to go back and check mine.
Because, yeah, I just clicked it, and it's making one.
I can't check it until tomorrow anyway.
I might have to have a golem available.
Yes. You didn't have the golem available?
No.
That doesn't sound right. Are you sure you didn't have a golem available? I know that some people have been kind of loose about their golems. They don't always assign them to things.
You can't use other people's golems, unfortunately.
Well, no, you can't. But I've noticed, like, maybe you might have made a mistake and had a golem you thought you assigned to something.
Oh, no. I'm come on now. I'm OCD like that.
Okay, just checking. It happens. It can happen to other people. It can happen, well, maybe not you.
Yeah, see, I still don't have the option for firebomb golem. I just ejected a firebomb or a golem.
This is cool. I'm at the city that has 2 trade posts side by side. Yeah, they might have made some game changes so you can't do that anymore.
Finish upgrade. What is that there?
So the city won't finish the upgrade?
Son of a biscuit. I already had a firebomb golem.
Oh, you were already producing one. Yeah. Yeah, finish the upgrade. All right, so basically head to the southeast corner of town. Do a little bit of walking. See where I built my flags.
Follow. There he is. He was hiding behind my banner golem. Right, but what I'm trying to figure out is, why won't it let me create a firebomb golem?
Yeah, I don't know. Look up firebomb golems.
Do you have to have a siege weapon before it will let you create a firebomb golem?
No.
Man, I'm going to create one anyways, just to be safe.
I never had to. How about this? Somebody who's not even selling their crystals. Okay, of course I'm going to raid your crystals.
All right.
If your minions come and attack me, I will. I'll go find something big to bring into town to destroy your minions.
Eldo member number one just created a siege factory, so let's create a golem and see if she can create a firebomb golem.
All right, I'm going to menu, question mark.
Banner golem. So do you normally just click make firebomb?
I'm going to have to look at it to find out.
Okay. Yeah, make sure I'm doing it right. Because I don't want to waste 5 sulfur on a firebomb.
Yeah, they're useless.
Right. It's not a golem. Let me back out of there to be safe. Well, I'll know in 22 hours what I created.
Wow, this is stupid.
Yeah, let's see if I can find that other phone. Here's the phone for Eldo number two.
Okay, firebomb golems are single-use weapons. They are extremely powerful against buildings, doing 1,000 HP of damage by exploding into flames on impact.
Yeah, I'm going to start taking out Jay Puffy's stuff so we can just rebuild.
Well, leave his oil wells and crystals, whatever, but...
Well, so we can rebuild another one. We don't have to raid them all the time.
Yeah, all right. Good
one. Once I get Eldo 3 and 4 working, we'll need that space. We could take it out later, but we'll need that space soon.
Oh! When you fuse them together, they don't do more damage, but they get more hit points, and they heal more frequently.
Okay.
They do get attacked along your way. Every once in a while, I get scared that I'm going to lose them. All right. So resources needed to build one is 5 sulfur and 50 crude oil. The crude oil price increases with each firebomb golem under your control.
Oh, okay. All right, so firebomb is firebomb golem.
All right.
Okay. Eldo number two, still waiting on research points, but I can create her. I need to give her, where am I? Oh, okay, I'm at my place. I'm going to go to her place. She just created a siege factory also. I'm going to give her sulfur and refined oil.
If the firebomb golem is above level 1, when it explodes, it will not die. It just loses a level. All right, so you can have them up to plus 6. So you could have, if you wanted to do this, you could have 30 levels of firebomb golems following you and take out 30 flags. But my personal suggestion is as soon as you get firebomb golems produced, go out and use them and then build your new ones. Come back and build your new ones right after that. because when you use them, then your replacement golems cost you less.
Right.
So. Now, a sixth level firebomb golem still counts as six golems against you. So, you know, whatever limit you have on golems, a level six firebomb golem will still count as six golems. But I do like to fuse them because then it's easier to keep track of where they are when they're following you. Plus, you're less likely to lose it. Because if they run across, you know, Trudents, the Trudents will attack them, you know.
Okay.
And they actually fight pretty good, but, you know, you don't really want them to fight. Because you want them to go blow something up.
I've never actually seen them fight.
Yeah, well, they'll fight. All right, let me go back to my crystal collecting. Oh. Dang it. I see other stuff along the way that's kind of neat and desirable to collect, and it's like I'm never going to use it. So.
Okay, Eldo member number two is creating a firebomb golem. Oh, and she needs to upgrade. She needs to be able to create. She needs to buy research. This gave her oil so she can buy more golems. She can buy a lot more golems. Holy cow. Okay.
The end days, people. Don't make your property private.
I guess I'll give her some more refined oil and let her create another siege factory. Nah, I'll focus, because I don't use her that much. She'll just focus on creating crystals. And oil.
But yeah, if they happen to have a siege factory, go ahead and let them do that. But yeah, you're right. Because we'll get more siege factories out if we have more crystals available.
Right.
Hey, I wonder if we can withdraw all those crystals we deposited with the kingdom.
No.
I know. I already knew the answer to that before I asked.
I upgraded her weapons. I'm upgrading everybody's weapons to dead metal weapons so that whenever I do use them and they're out collecting resources like wood or whatnot, they can also kill monsters and have minions to help them kill monsters so that they can collect gold to upgrade their weapons.
How come sometimes you can see crystal huts at a distance, and other times you can't see them until you're right on top of them?
I don't know. This one's got a topaz dead dagger at level 24 I bought on the market for a steal. It was only like 200,000 gold. It's like, what? That's worth a million right there. level 24 is almost worth a million gold all by itself. Then the topaz is worth about 300 to 500 food. And then the dead metal is worth, I don't remember, but dead metal is expensive. It's the only one I don't sell. I was working on making retribution metal.
You gotta drive all these people in the Bay Area crazy.
All
Every
right.
time I run across their land and I can't go where I want to go, I'm gonna request passage.
Eldo, member number one, needs sulfur. I upgraded her stuff too. She's got dead metal.
There isn't any way to know where somebody is when they request passage, is there?
Depends. Sometimes it tells you and sometimes it don't. I guess it depends on how far you have your city watch. If you don't have your city watch, it won't tell you.
I just got killed by something. I wasn't aggressive.
Drop 111.
Oh, I'm next to a dead tree.
I mean, that was refined oil, but that's okay. 111. Collect.
I wasn't aggressive, and I got killed.
Okay.
Who can do that to you?
Eldo member number one is creating firebomb golems.
Woohoo.
Check her research points. She cannot do anything right now. Except create another siege factory.
Well, just have
but
it.
I want to wait until she...
Yeah, save up.
Crystal huts first.
Yeah, save up for the crystal huts.
Crystal huts, oils, and golems are priority.
Right now, I'm in San Bruno, working my way up to San Francisco.
Eldo number two is kind of cute.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you.
For a blonde, I'm not a fan of blondes, but she's kind of cute. Whoa, she's thick. She can't handle this. Vampire, she's about to change. I better go rescue her. If I can, in a hurry. Where am I? Here I am. Oh.
How am I supposed to create the crystal huts if I can't even find them?
I think she died.
No! Now you can't kiss her.
Nah, I can't kiss her. No, she wouldn't sit on a tree just in time. I think. Yep, no backpack. So she survived. She will survive! Now I gotta go stand on a tree. That's alright, we're both shooting him now. Damn vampires.
I can't believe there's only one Crystal Hut in all of South San Francisco.
I should have sent Eldo member number one down there to do it so they can both gain points. Oh, crap. She needs to heal. Heal. Where is she? Here she is.
Are you really going to waste food on them going up in level?
No. She died. She's a vampire.
There you go. Take advantage of it.
Hey,
by the way, how long is the podcast going to run today?
I don't know. I got to get her off this tree. Go, girl, go. Damn it. I should have known better than have a noob go after a vampire.
Yeah, what'd you do that for?
Upgrade her weapons.
You just wanted to kill her, didn't you?
Yeah. No. Damn it. She's not so sexy anymore.
Oh, you don't want to go out with her anymore?
Oh, yeah, I like vampires. Oops. The world is a vampire. All right, well, let's see here. How long does it take for her to change?
I think it's accelerated now. I think 3 days.
A couple days?
Yeah. Just take advantage of it. There's things that she can do that you couldn't normally do.
Like what, stand on dust trees?
Stand on dust trees and kill things from there.
Yeah, the dust tree actually kills her.
Yeah, and it kills everything else. I mean, that's an advantage, unless you're fighting another vampire, but the worst thing that will happen is you remain a vampire a little bit longer. Holy shit! This guy wants 10,000 gold per crystal.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I'm raiding his ass.
Oh, she's a noob, so she can't cure her vampirism. Oh, wait, here it is. Cure vampirism. 1 egg and 10 refined oil.
What kind of egg? Rock egg?
Yeah, rock egg. I was just curious what it would cost.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
It's not worth the rock egg. Well, it's not worth the 10 food either. I mean, I make food. But she doesn't really do much anyway. She just stays in town and creates resources.
Right. So what difference does it make? And any tree that pops up in town, we're supposed to chop down anyway.
Right. Yeah, so I'll just have to drop her off wood when she needs it, which I normally do anyway.
Somebody just advertised they had 41 gold.
I don't typically play them. How long on the podcast? Well, we're already at 2 hours, and I need to go take a shower.
Yeah, you do.
I know, right?
I can spell you over the airwaves.
Damn trolls. Kill the trolls.
I know, they really give you a sweat and a lather, don't they?
Well, I killed a dragon, and it dropped armor. And so they came and picked it all up. I'm like, hey, I need the gold for that.
You better pay for that, damn troll.
Damn trolls.
And thieving trolls.
darn diddly doo da.
I can't find the crystals in San Francisco. What's up with that?
San Francisco. Smalt 2. Okay. Well, I guess that concludes the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com.
Yep, nobody called in.
Nobody calls us. Nobody loves us. We stink.
Yeah, that's fun.
Well, you know, we have loyal listeners, just not any loyal callers.
Yeah.
And we only have, what, 2 more weeks?
Well, yeah. Well, our last podcast for PK will be after PK's dead.
If it dies, if somebody doesn't come and save us.
Save us, Jesus! Please save us!
Yes.
Where's the PK Savior?
Then we'll have to rename our alts so they don't look like alts.
That'll cost you, what, $1.5 million each?
Yeah. But
I told you you should probably give them, you know, like some
other name
like Anna, Sandy.
Well, you know, I didn't know what to call them.
Get yourself one of those baby name books.
I figured it's the end of the world anyways. It's not going to matter.
That's the problem with you, see? You know, each one of those phones should have its own name.
Yeah, Eldo member number 1, Eldo member number 2.
If I had a cement wall to bang my head on, I'd be doing it right now.
Well, you know.
Yeah, that's not a bad price for crystals.
I didn't plan them anyway. Long term anyways. Well, if I knew that it was going to last longer, I would have given them different names.
Yeah, yeah.
We can always kill them off and create new ones.
Excuses.
But the gig is up already. We just spilt the beans to everybody.
Well, yeah. Before you do the same thing, in BlockBot, we're going to have to come up with a list of acceptable names.
Well, just name the characters after somebody that we know so that they'll have a personality.
Or good player names like Viking Mama.
Viking Mama. Sexy Viking. Oh, there's another vampire, but it's epic. She's not taking that one on. Okay.
Yeah, I think this, I think the babe 88830. I think she's a catfish, because she's not really telling me anything about herself.
That's what catfish do.
Yeah. Because there's not really anything to tell that it boils down to.
Right. Yeah, we're up to 11 crystals in Eldo right now.
Ooh, let's see, how many crystals have I collected so far in my journeys? Yeah, I have about 10% of the crystals that I need to do the next upgrade.
All right. Well, I won't collect any more crystals in Eldo until you get what you need.
No, you go ahead and do that. Just stay away from Foster City. No, it's okay. I'll do my world tour thing and just, you know, every day I come back and do my Firebomb Golem. So if you see an empty path leaving town, go ahead and flag it and convert it.
What do you mean, empty?
Well, when I knock out Jazz's flags, there'll be holes.
Oh, okay. Well, you can convert it to a city flag, too, if you're a city member.
Yeah, I'll you know, if I have the resources to put up a flag, I definitely will, but...
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, if you see those holes, go ahead and fill them.
All right, yeah, just make sure I know what direction you start and which way you're going so that I can follow your path.
Well, I can fix that real quick. I can head to Elden. Right after I get done. Wow. There's nothing to raid, apparently. This guy's empty. Okay, I'm going to Eldo. Eldudu. Is it? Poor Blue can't shut. Huh.
Yeah, I think Dark Star is Queenie's alt.
And she won't admit it.
Right, to make it look like she has a boyfriend.
Okay, so I'm going to send you an invite. And then I'm going to start hopping around until I find my flags they started. So you have a rough idea of which way they head. Yeah, there we go. Found you. And send message. Making an invite. I'm going to bother labeling it. You just have to guess.
Yeah, I quit labeling mine most of the time.
And you sent a reply.
I'm there. I mean, I'm not there because I'm folding socks right now, getting ready to... Once I do that, I'm heading into my
shower. Yeah, there's
some
weird guy with this clock in his hat following me now. I don't know.
Let that be.
There you go. Tower of Golem.
Tower of Golem. Oh, is that where we are right now?
Parallel Kingdom has sent me a message. Yeah, we just passed one.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're still taking me there.
Yeah, I'm still kind of looking for it. I think that's it. There it is. That's the beginning of my path.
So you're going to start there and work your way back?
Yeah, kind of. But I'm also going to work my way forward.
Right. But you got to work your way back first before you can start creating city flags.
Yeah, but also I want to test my path and make sure it's as straight as possible.
Okie dokie.
Because... I don't know if you can see what I can see. I'm following Adler Creek, and then it turns kind of north on me. But it hits right about 550 road.
And oh, yeah, you know the area better than I do.
Yeah. If I can get down to, yeah, see, that's hitting 39 at 570. I'm sure there's other territories there. I need to start dropping south a little bit faster. That'd be about right. If I can hit 39 at 1201 Road, that's just south of where you're at. Right now, I'd be hitting just north of you. That's not bad. My aim's pretty good here. All right.
Okay. So you want me to jump off your invite right there?
Yeah, you can drop off there. Then you can wander back, and you can see how you're heading back to Eldo. Just head north.
I'll just drop these miscellaneous. I'll just drop these miscellaneous, damn it, weapons that I have too many of.
Breadcrumbs. Yeah, nobody can pick them up.
That's breadcrumbs, yeah. Then I can come back and pick them up later if PK doesn't die.
Yeah, that's what that one girl that kept calling me sweetie and hun. She was saying that she was hoping they wouldn't quit.
Oh, yeah, Queenie's hoping it don't quit neither. Well, we're all hoping it don't quit. You know, everybody in the kingdom doesn't want it to quit.
I'm beyond Forever hope.
You're beyond hope.
I know it's going away. I'm beyond hope.
I hear ya. Alrighty then.
All right.
Here it is.
We're at 2.5 hours, I think. So we're around there. 2.25.
Yeah, and I gotta go take a poo.
I'm sure everyone needed to know that.
Yes. And since I need to do that, I need to hang up and go do that and then go take a shower.
Yeah. So on your way back to town, head northwest by west, and that should get you pretty close to town.
Well, I can just mark. Oh, I can mark one of my things as a waypoint.
Did you mark one of the signs as a waypoint?
You can mark. Yeah, you can mark a flag as a waypoint. You can mark a building as a waypoint.
Do that, and then they'll give you a pointer that points constantly toward my first flag.
Well, you have to.
How many compasses you got?
I have a few, and I can create a few more. But
give me one.
You can only mark your own property as a waypoint.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Let me destroy the flag that you're standing on, and then you build one there.
I'm not worried about that. I got property over by Kaplinger. I can.
Oh, that's one of your trolls. Right. And that's what I should be doing. I should be marking one of those and just following straight toward it.
Yeah, go to Kaplinger, mark one of your properties as a waypoint, and do that. And I'll do the same, and then I don't have to worry about following you.
Yeah, I'll use my cabin.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'll do. And then whatever, we start from the southeastmost corner of Eldo.
Okay.
Whatever that is. Pick out that spot. But I need a compass.
Oh, hang on, I'll drop you one. Because I've got a few. I've been giving them to all the miscellaneous Eldo members. But, I passed it. But I've got a few. I've got 16 of them.
Yeah, just drop me one. One will be good enough.
Drop
it. At 3% per day. It won't be a problem.
But I got plenty. Drop two.
Okay. Thank you. I'm off to. Give me
they
what?
Give each, oh, I said I give each of the Eldo members two compasses, one shovel, all the basics that they need. So I just.
Oh, yeah, shoot. I don't have any property over there. My country manor is in Longyearbyen.
Well, here, I'll send you an invite, and I'll take you to Kaplinger, or I'll take you to my property by Kaplinger. You can
right.
go over there and create a flag.
Yes, yeah.
Shower, please.
Oh, it said you signed in. I thought you were sending me a message.
I'm sending it. View profile. Send invite. Go. Thank you.
All righty.
Now, go to my travel list.
Why does it cost me two rock feathers and not travel anywhere?
It won't cost you any more here in a minute.
Yeah, it's going to cost you.
Yeah, no biggie. I got a gazillion rock feathers.
Okay.
Right.
Let's actually go to Kaplinger Mills.
I'm going to get this is as close as I can get you. Because Jazz got the rest of the property. But,
I think I can build a... Hold on, let me see if I can build a... Darn it, I can't.
Hang on, I'm looking for Doe Cherry's property. There it is. Boom, you can take over Doe Cherry's property. Right there.
Oh, that okay. I can just barely touch it. Take over three leather, three wood. I have a feeling I don't have enough. Boom! I need some more wood.
Okay, hang on. I'll drop you some. I don't have a lot of wood, but I got tons of leather.
Three's enough. Just give me three. I can chop for whatever else I need. I'd do it now, but, you know. You gave me 10.
Drop 1,000 leather.
Really? Whoa.
I still got 5,000. And I'm constantly collecting more. I can kill all these guys right now and collect more. They run from you, but they don't run from me.
Yeah, they do. They run from me. Hey, the flag didn't change colors.
Oh, right, because you got the same colors.
Now, where exactly are we?
We are just north of Kaplinger.
Okay.
There's Ann right there. Just right here is Ann. I'm going to walk down to it right now.
Where's his Kaplinger Mill tower? He's got a tower in Kaplinger Mill.
Right there. Just south of us.
Oh, 1481. Okay, you're east of Kaplinger Mills. Where you took me?
We are north of
Kaplinger Mill. Northeast of it, yeah.
Well, just a hair northeast, yeah. He's got his tower built at the crappy campground.
Yeah. I see it. Okay, that's almost our target right there.
Okay.
Maybe Maybe the flag just west of it should be our target.
Well, you're still on my invite? Bam.
No, I stepped off of it.
No, you didn't.
I did. I got here on my own.
No. You idiot! Oh, I already have an arrow pointing that way because my flags were attacked already. Oh, I got flags right outside of here.
Here you go. This flag right here. I'm standing at one of your flags directly west of where you're at. You should have this flag as your marker.
Okay, we were just there.
Yeah, you should make this flag your exact marker, the waypoint thing.
Flag.
All right, now I need to go back up to...
I don't know how to... No, it won't let me make it as a waypoint.
Oh.
It might. Hang on. Let me harden it. Oh, wait. You might need to destroy it. That's okay.
Why?
I can make my cabin. Because I've got... towers right here. Let me see if I can mark this tower as a waypoint. Oh, I gotta use the, I can mark this tower as a waypoint, but I gotta use the compass to do it.
Can you use his tower?
No, only my own. But, my towers and my cabin are close enough that I can use them. Mark, make waypoint.
Right.
Yeah, I just used the tower that I have just north of N Highway, which will take me pretty much right there. Bam. Because I gave Prepper my other towers that would be in the route. Well, this one might actually be a better one to do. Mark as waypoint.
Hey, to ask you, but could you give me 2 stones?
I can do that. Hang on.
I'm over at the flag I just made.
All right.
I want to harden it, and then I want to see if I can turn it into a rock shrine.
Return to map. And you need to make it public.
Oh, my flag?
Yeah, or at least
there, normal. It's public. It was normal.
Okay, well, I couldn't visit it.
Well, okay.
Stones.
Wow, there's an axe plus one, 97%. What's that all about?
I'm just dropping random random weapons wherever for people to find.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm going to need 10 more stones in order to convert this thing. And some more wood.
Well, I gave you all my wood, so... But there's plenty of trees.
I'll cut wood.
Yeah.
But I'm not even sure that I can make a rock shrine here. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go destroy my war tent, whatever.
Okay.
You know what? After I finish hardening this, I'm going to go destroy my war camp and then invite me back again. I'll see if I can follow my invite. And then take me over to the tower. I'll put my war camp right there.
You can't.
Why not?
You're put your war camp on city property and your own property?
No. You can put on anybody's who you want to attack.
Nope. You can only put it on you.
I'm going to find out.
Okay. So you don't need those stones.
Oh, I didn't pick them up?
Well, I dropped more.
Oh. Well, I'm going to be right back to the invite just as soon as I can destroy this.
Yeah, I dropped more stones so that you could build a rock shrine.
Right. And I'm going to see if I can slide in on the invite you gave me already.
Yeah, you can. It's good for, I don't know how long they're good for, a couple of hours.
Here I come. Boom. Now, let's do an experiment. Take me down to the tower.
I can't. I'm on the toilet. And I can't reach my phone.
I'll go there myself. There it is.
Help! I'm on the toilet and I can't reach my phone.
Says I can. Oh, you're right. Says it must be my own territory. Well, what's the point of that?
That's all right. That'll get you close enough.
Yeah, if we're aiming in this general direction, once we get right down to the territory, it'll...
And we can make, like, 3 or 4 blocks for Kaplinger, you know, however many will take up the whole city.
Oh, God. How many food do I have to spend in order to have a rock shrine space?
You don't have to spend food. It's just wood and stones. Oh, in your cabin.
Yeah.
How many, I don't know. You might. It depends on how many rock shrines you already have.
I don't know if I have any. Let me go to my...
The first one is only like 10 food.
I don't think it's any food for the first one, actually.
Yeah, it's 10 food. You gotta spend X amount of stones to unlock the door, and then X amount of food for the first one. But every time it gets more and more and more, I think the first one...
This is abandoned is my first one.
So it'll be like 20 food.
Should I destroy abandoned?
No, because you got rock shrine tickets out there. That would not be good.
Are you still up for sale?
Probably.
I don't think so. Have you been selling any?
I've been selling some.
Okay, all right.
Okay. I wouldn't destroy anything that you have tickets on them out there for.
I hear you. All right, I'm going to head to Long Year Buy In.
Oh, that's right, because that's where your cabin is.
Yep. I'll be back. I hate to waste food on this crap.
Well, you know, it's your project. I mean...
Now, wait a minute. What's the drafting room?
We just spent... Oh, not the drafting room, the other room. The rock room. The drafting room is for towers. Which you can do a tower if you want.
There's a trophy room. There's drafting is a tower.
Drafting.
Add drafting room. It'll cost me 10 stones.
10 stones and 10 food.
10 stones. Okay, so now I can do my first tower. All right. And back on your invite again. It only cost me 2 feathers to come back. It cost me 52 to get here, and it's only going to cost me 2 feathers to get back.
There you go.
All right. Pick that up, and let's see now. Public hardened flag. Upgrade to guard tower. Cost me 20 wood and 20 stones.
And then you can use your compass to mark that as a waypoint.
Caplinger Mills North. Norte. Okay. Boom. Because you need wood for that. Let's see now. I know I got wood. It's no longer in my... There we go. So I need to do 13 more wood. Okay, that's doable.
You have chopping gloves?
Yeah, but I'm not going back to my cabin to put them on. Besides, I think this character chops in 10 anyway.
Okay. Because I got chopping gloves and I can make s'mores.
You can make s'mores?
S'mores. Oh, wait, go back.
No, wait a minute. You're sitting on the toilet and podcasting? Shame on you.
Not anymore. I only got 4 chopping gloves left.
Yeah, if you want to... If you want the snow, you better collect it, because I'm not bothering.
All right, I'll do that.
After a while, I'm going to stop grabbing the berries, too.
Collect snow. Oh, crap. Not there anymore. No, duh.
Just as you reach for it, boom, gone. That's so weird looking at me with no hat on my head. Ooh, I know where to find a lot of trees. Or have you been there already?
Where?
Docherry's tree farm.
No, I have not.
Yeah, there should be like 200-300 trees there.
There you go.
Yeah, she was kind of gung-ho building trees, planting trees.
I got... probably pretty close to the same amount up at the King and Queen's Lake.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was planting like crazy because I was gonna make follow the road up north and try to find a city up there because there's no cities around there whatsoever.
Wow. I can't visit her territory, even though it's
It's not tribal.
Probably because we both made her enemies.
Really? Boom. I attacked her flag. I had to come back. Oh, I'm wow.
You were not an enemy?
Well, no, I attacked her flag. I nearly took it out.
Oh, yeah.
If you attack it, it'll be gone. I can't attack it again until tomorrow. Oh, I can burn it.
Yeah. You should be able to destroy a non-hardened flag in a heartbeat.
Well, this wasn't hardened.
I know. That's what I said.
Oh, it's burning fast, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't take very long. Attack.
That's kind of pointless because I still have to spend the same amount in order to claim that spot.
Oh, right.
Yeah, same diff. That's it. All right, I'll just go visit someplace else to get trees. Like, right down here. Boom, wow, there's a lot of trees. You better hurry up and get ahead of me. I'll start with the dusk tree over here. I think I'm just east of where you went. Did I see one of your trolls? But if I don't see you pretty quick, I'm going to start just chopping trees.
Chop.
Yeah, because
I'm not
harvesting no berries anymore. I got enough berries to last me a little bit.
I'm not worried about berries, really. I've got like 4,000 of them.
Yep. And I'm sure you got as many snowballs. So when I see these plus something weapons hanging around, I should just leave them on the ground?
unless you think you could sell them. I mean, I could probably get more out of dumping them for gold than I can for just dropping them on the ground and letting people collect them. But
well, nobody's going to come up here to collect them except for you and me anyway. Maybe Jazz. Jazz might send you a message. It's so strange. I'm wandering around my lands around Kaplinger Mills and I find all these weapons. Plus one, plus two, plus three. What in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was using those as breadcrumbs, so I guess you're the bird eating my breadcrumbs. Oh, that's a troll. It's not one of your trolls. I just got attacked by a troll.
Yeah, my trolls are blue and yellow.
Yeah, well, this one just, you know, gave me a hard time for chopping down a tree.
We'll quit chopping trees.
The heck with that. He keeps getting his head in the way. I'm going to chop his head off.
All right. I'm hanging up now. I'm going in the shower.
Yes, I'm sure our podcast listeners are not really going to want to listen to you in the shower. So that's it for tonight, folks. Be sure to call in next week and actually talk with us.
Yes.
You know, it's the end of PK as we know it.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry.
All right. I'll let you finish. I'm hanging up. Bye.
Bye. I'm hanging up, too.
All right. Check out DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. For all of our podcasts, you can click on the podcast link to go to the podcast page, and then you can see all the details and know where to go and how to get there in order to go to join us on the next podcast.
Woo!
I'm out of here. Bye.
Bye.